Hey everybody, it's Robbie Bessner. Welcome back for another episode of the Healthy Hotline. And today I have just an amazing guy. I almost want to call him a dude. That's how amazing this guy is, Seth Quinto. And I've known him for years. We're kind of like pals through medical conferences. That's sort of how we met. And through serendipity of life, because I don't believe that there's any coincidences, we hooked up, we're best buds, we're connected at the hip. I want to bring Seth Quinto on. He's an expert on sovereign silver or colloidal silver, and he's going to tell us all about it. And if you guys aren't using this, if you don't know about it, you are missing out. So Seth, join the Healthy Hotline. Welcome to the Hotline. How are you today?
I love you too, Robbie.
Yeah.
We'll start there. That's a great launch point, because
yeah,
I do
really
love you
is.
Like a brother.
Yep. So Seth, give us a little backdrop. Like, who is Seth Quinto? Like, what's your relationship to the business? And then we're going to dive in, because you truly are an expert on this topic. Of the things I've read, the people I know, you are the man. So let's talk about it.
You're so sweet. I've always told people I'm just the janitor. I clean up the messes. So my father founded the company. He's the one who, but I have always said, he cracked the code on silver in the mid-90s. He was finished with aviation. My dad owned 4 airlines during our childhood.
Okay.
Very, very genius guy. Big airplane pilot, jet pilot. Fascinating. I always, the analogy I've given, it's kind of like Indiana Jones was our dad.
Okay.
And he had studied chemistry in college and never thought of it again. Went into aviation and spent decades in aviation. And the day he was done with aviation, one of his friends from aviation said, "Steve, have you ever heard of colloidal silver?"
Okay.
And my dad was just immediately piqued. He remembered. He had heard of colloidal silver because he had rebuilt a manor home, like an old castle in France in the 60s, years before I was born.
Okay.
And he starts looking around at his options for pool filtration. This place has an amazing stone-cut in-ground swimming pool. So he's looking around and he doesn't want chlorine. And he comes across a company that is offering a novel copper silver filtration system. And he's fascinated by it and he pursues it. He installs it at this place, rebuilds the pool, rebuilds the manor home, and never thinks of it again. He sold the place after having owned it for another couple of years. I'm gonna guess two and a half years, maybe, whatever it was. He ran the pool year round in France with 4 different seasons, right? France. Ran the pool at 80 degrees year round with no chemicals.
Wow.
He never thought of it again. It never crossed his mind again. Obviously, after the sale, he's done. He's back to his aviation and other pursuits in life. And this was just a really, really fortuitous time in his life to have had the experience. Doesn't think about it for another 4 plus decades.
Wow.
And then... Again, 3 plus decades. And then that time comes where he gets that phone call. "Steve, have you ever heard of colloidal silver?" Of course he has. He just hadn't thought of it again.
Right.
And it turns out a whole cottage industry had sprung up around the United States, Canada, Central and South America, and other parts of the world surrounding colloidal silver.
Okay.
So again, this is mid-90s. I'm going to guess there were maybe 300 different brands on the market in the U.S. Okay. And my dad... Parallel to this, he builds his own little lab off the kitchen. There's a room, a really nice sized room in their house between the kitchen and the garage. I don't think it was a laundry room, but it was, light and airy and had window. And so this nice little space, he built a lab in there and met a duo of PhDs at the University of Miami School of Oceanography and Atmospheric Sciences. And they opened up the whole University of Miami lab to him. Multi-million dollar lab with every piece of machinery you could imagine for his purpose. And his purpose was the deepest dive ever taken into silver. So he goes out and he starts buying every bottle of colloidal silver he can find and analyzing his purchases. What is the part per million claim on the label versus what is the reality through flame atomic absorption spectrophotometry? What is the pH of the product claimed versus the reality, with 7 being neutral and anything below that being progressively more and more acidic, right? What is it bottled in, glass or plastic? So much of it was bottled in plastic and to this day remains. What was the particle size? How did this look under the transmission electron sure. microscope, the scanning electron microscope? And through this, he's able to put an entire investigational study together that completely proves and disproves everything being put up to the marketplace. And this was the Wild West at the time. It wasn't until 1999 that the FDA came down with a ruling that relegated silver to dietary supplement, where prior to that, it had always been grandfathered in to the pharmacopoeia, as I believe an antiseptic, which is what it is. But the fraudulent Fung and Bowen report, Fung and Bowen, for anyone who wants to look it up, F-U-N-G and Bowen, B-O-W-E-N. That is a very, very contentious report, kind of characteristic of what comes out of the three-letter agencies. And all the while he's doing all of this study, he's developing a manufacturing process, a proprietary technology that resulted finally in the production of uniformity and the smallest particle size ever seen with constant reproducibility. And that was the nexus of the birth of sovereign silver.
Wow. So, yeah, by the way, before you go any further, if yep. you want to get a hold of Seth, his company, any of those people that are involved in his operations, and he's just diving into it right now, you can get to him. He's got two websites. The professional website for healthcare providers is Argentyn, spelled Argentyn23.com. Or the general public website is sovereignsilver.com. You can find his knowledge-based library, which is extensive, or you can call Seth directly on his toll-free number, 888-328-8840, and Seth is found at extension 130. So keep diving. So now you've got this massive operation. Your dad is a genius. He's a pioneer. He kind of, through his own journey of it towards excellence, right, he disproves all of the competitors that have taken different roads to Rome to basically create a, you know, in a sense, a dynasty of around a particular application in the purest and most scientific way. And that's very novel and expensive, and time, it takes a lot of time to drill that down. So I really appreciate you walking us through this, Seth, because I think everybody out there needs to understand how much labor, work, and time has gone into making your products,
Thank you so much. Thank you for that. We, Robbie, our guiding mission, our mission purpose from the onset was to restore silver to its rightful place in the pharmacopoeia. Okay. Silver had been maligned for decades with the advent of patent pharmaceuticals, Rockefeller medicine, if you will, petroleum-based medicine, the Western medicine model or medical model, which as you and I both know is called the allopathic model.
Right.
Which has a role. It has a certain role for sure. If you're in a car accident, absolutely. It's triage. It's an emergency situation. There's a lot of trauma involved. That calls for emergency medicine. Unfortunately, what has happened is the whole world, because of the Rockefeller entreaties and everything that they did and espoused, has become emergency medicine. Everything's right. an emergency. You and right. I both know this full well. And that doesn't solve any problems. It certainly doesn't help humanity, repair humanity, unless you are the victim of a massive trauma. That's right. when that medicine's called for. Otherwise, it's proactive medicine. It's personalized medicine. It's personalized choices. It's lifestyle medicine, eating properly, eating organically as much as you possibly can. Drinking good water. I live on Fiji. It's one of my favorite things in the world because it's so high in silica. Why right. silica? Because it chelates aluminum, right? I don't right. cook with aluminum at home. But so let's go back to the trajectory of the company.
Well, I love where the way you're fashioning this, because, you know, now that we're sort of still in this whole COVID psychology right now, people have had an opportunity to really focus on remedies that are affordable, that they can do at home. Right. And it really brings back, it begs the question as where we're at, particularly with silver, because it's been sort of swept under the carpet, I believe, like you, purposely because it works, right?
Right.
Wow, what a concept. So let's talk about how it works. What, why, you know, I know, I mean, from almost the beginning of time, and I want to say even medicine, modern medicine, this way before, you know, Western allopathic approaches and so forth, silver has been used in so many ways to support, you know, the healthy, a healthy biome. So yeah. let's spend some time on that a little bit so that people truly understand why silver is so important and deserves a place at the table.
Okay, so silver has been used for millennia now, right? Millennia being 1,000 years, so millennia, plural, thousands of years in recorded history like you referenced. Pliny the Elder referenced silver. Hippocrates in 400 BC referenced the finest flowers of silver, i.e. silver powder, for the treatment of topical ulcers. That was 2,500 years, almost 2,500 years before the advent of silvadine, silver sulfidiazine, for the treatment of topical burns, which has been the standard of care since 1962. Silver is found in every place in the human diet, in water, all sources of mammalian milk, including mommy's milk, all grains, and all mushroom species. Some mushroom species go up to 400 parts per million or more silver. So when they talk about medicinal mushrooms, I wow. assure you, it has a great deal to do with the silver content. And, you know, mushrooms are a funny thing. Mushrooms are a fungus.
Right.
And people love mushrooms or hate them. I happen to love them. And it's funny for those who don't, because obviously you're removing a good bit of your exposure to silver by not appreciating onions, not liking mushrooms. So we all get about a milligram of silver from mommy during gestation when we're in utero. And if we're breastfed from mommy, we get silver from her breast milk. We will then graduate the baby as we start to mix and give them water, or graduate them from breast milk to water. They're going to get more silver in the water. So silver has this extraordinary role in human physiology that much of the medical establishment and much of humanity has no clue about. The human body has two key receptor sites for silver embedded in neural myelin tissue. So once you understand that we have key receptor sites for silver, that changes the whole game. Now it's a highly necessary micronutrient or trace element or trace nutrient. We've got those receptors there for a reason. They're there to capture whatever silver exposure we have. So think about it as electricity being generated from the terminals of a battery, right? You have to have dual connections for there to be current.
Right.
And that's what that provides. You have that current. So we've got the two terminals, which are the receptor sites. Bing, they make contact with the silver. Bing, we spark. We have chi-spot spark, right? We have that current, the completion of the circuit.
Well, it's pretty interesting what you just said, because it sort of drives the whole neurological system, which is basically electrical.
Completely. Which brings me to a very important book, a seminal book on the subject, The Body Electric by Dr. Robert O. Right. Becker, wow. MD, who was a fascinating, fascinating physician who spent decades, his entire career, studying the regenerative potential of silver ions. And we knew him. In fact, our website is dedicated to his memory. He unfortunately died of pneumonia, I think it was in 2006, which was a terrible sadness for us, because I know our product certainly could have helped turn things around for him somehow or another. There would have been a role for what we manufacture in his recovery. And, you know, we're not allowed to make any claims. We're not allowed to make any disease claims except for our gel, which is a homeopathic silver first aid gel. So it's recognized under HPUS, Homeopathic Pharmacopeia of the United States, because of the argentum metallicum content in our gel, which makes it a natural alternative on the homeopathic side to neosporin poison, polysporin poison, or silvadine. But anyway, so back to the history of silver, written about for millennia, all the way through the ages. They used to use, silver was the treatment of choice prior to the advent of penicillin, I want to say, in the early 30s. So over the subsequent six, seven decades, pharma spent all that time producing their drugs, maligning silver. Don't use silver, it can cause you to turn blue. Silver doesn't cause argyria unless you work in a silver mine for decades, breathing silver dust up every day, or you ingest large amounts of homemade silver toxic brew that you make in your bathtub with a generator you bought online for $100, thinking that you're going to make what we do in a multi-million dollar lab and drink it by the gallon full.
My mind went immediately to the Blue Man Group that I saw in Las Vegas, and those guys don't mind being blue at all. No, I've never heard of that. I think it's ridiculous, but once again, let's stay focused on the facts, though, because we all know that, you know, other agencies and people would like to steer you away from the simple things in life that are attainable, that do so much to promote good health and well-being and longevity. So let's talk about how amazing silver is. Like, I want to separate, you dove into the applications, which I think is another part of our discussion coming up. So we'll circle back on the gel, because I every application you guys make, I use. But I know that there's ones that you'd like to talk about that maybe are ones that I don't use, or things that I use that I'd like to eliminate. But let's talk a little more about, you know, how silver does, why it's so magical. And
let's talk about
let me ask you a question. You know, in any application that you use, Seth, can you get too much silver? Does the body have a process or a way, like almost through homeostasis, where it understands what it needs and it uses what it needs, and then does it store it? Like, when people do heavy metal detoxes, is silver one of the metals that they have to worry about?
Let me go through first, I think, for your listeners.
Yep.
And for those who never heard of silver, which is a great sadness, inform yourselves. There's so much to this. There's so much to learn from this. There's so much so many applications for this. So why silver? Why do we make sovereign silver and argentum 23? Yes. The properties of the metal, the innate properties of the metal, are beyond fascinating because they're so multitudinal. Silver is extraordinarily, just innately on its own as a metal, extraordinarily antiviral, preventing viral replication.
Right.
The way that happens is an unbound silver ion, which is our specialty. The way you get an unbound silver ion is by having a charged particle. If you have a charged particle, we're going to call this pistachio a charged silver particle. Because it has a net charge across the surface, it's constantly flinging off unbound silver ions. That is the nexus of the potential for silver's therapeutic potential of any kind. So upon contact by an unbound silver ion with the viral capsid, it permanently alters the viral capsid, which is the shape of that virus, right? Essentially, if you will, in layman's terms, ringing its bell. Ding! And it alters the viral capsid, preventing replication. The more a virus can't replicate, the more it ceases to exist, right?
Right, sure.
With a bacteria, the silver, an unbound silver ion, will lyse or pierce the bacterial cell wall. It enters into the cell, disabling its breathing mechanism. That's how it suffocates a bacteria. And it chooses, and this remains unknown to this day, millennia later, how it is so selective. But silver is very selective. It selects pathogenic varieties and leaves healthy cellular tissue, healthy cellular cells, leaves them alone completely. It recognizes them as friendly. Think of it as the frontline defense for your immune system.
Amazing.
So it penetrates the bacterial cell wall of the offending pathogen, whatever that species may be, disrupts its breathing mechanism, suffocates it. That begins to be the end of that organism. We have that on a slide somewhere that is just fascinating to watch the silver lyse the bacterial wall and the cell disintegrate.
Wow. So antiseptic, antiparasitic, antibacterial, antiviral.
Right. And anti-inflammatory.
Anti-inflammatory.
And extraordinarily regenerative at the cellular tissue level. Again, back to the magic of the unbound silver ion, which this all revolves around. Why are our products so special? Because they're more than 98% actively charged, 99.999% pure silver. That's five nines. There's nothing purer. The internet is awash with companies that saying they make 99.9999 silver. No such thing exists. And then you have to start really digging into what people are promoting. 99.9, that's three nines. 99.99, that's four nines. We are 99.999, five nines. And of course, my last name's Quinto, which means fifth.
Okay.
Ironic.
So the world is righted again. I love that. Okay, so the body has a positive charge. The silver has a free electron, so it's got a negative charge. There's the attraction.
Nope. The silver is all positively charged.
Oh, it's positive charged. Okay. So it, and the earth is negative charged, right? So that's where the attraction is. So when your body is balanced, the silver actually can get inside the cell because it potentiates because it's matching the body energy, body battery. Right.
And it's part and parcel of humanity. It's part and parcel of our existence. Again, back to the key receptor sites for silver, Robbie, embedded in neural myelin tissue, which is the brain, right? Neural myelin tissue, which is the source of the myelin sheath, protective system throughout the body.
The health of the whole nervous system is based on that.
It's the protective coat for the nervous system.
Right.
The sheath. So, and silver, like I said, is found everywhere throughout a healthy, varied mammalian diet, literally from inception to end of life. It's always present. And there's so much silver in the Earth's crust that it, my understanding from decades in this business now, is that were it not for the presence of so much silver in the Earth's crust and our keen need for silver as part of our intake, I don't think we would exist, us higher life forms, because it has such a role in promoting life. You know, antibiotic is anti-living. Most people don't know that. I ask people every day, oh, my doctor has me on antibiotics. He's a great doctor. Really? I say, no. Your prescriptionist has you on anti-living. But you're sold on the fact that he or she's that good for you. What is good about anti-living?
Right.
You want things that promote life, not detract from life.
I love that. And I think the key from this part of the discussion, Seth, is that even though silver is in abundance and found in earth, on the earth, the part that meshes with the body, the silver has to be in such a small particle for it to actually get into, pierce a cell wall of a bacteria or even our blood cell.
Yes.
So the key, probably part of the secret sauce of what you guys do, is to make it in a very specific way, and to the purity, the refinery, and also the size. It's such a small particle that it's able to basically kind of move freely within our body system and then do what it needs to do. And I think that is amazing.
Allow me to speak to that. And you absolutely hit the nail on the head. You could not have hit it more squarely. I'm going to start calling you Jesus, the ultimate carpenter here. So we begin with 99.999% pure silver, 5.9% pure silver. When we buy the silver, it's third party assayed. So it comes to us with a C of A, a certificate of analysis. This is how pure it is. It's exactly what we bought. It's 5.9% silver. It goes into our proprietary manufacturing process. The only other ingredient we incorporate, which is the aqueous medium, is pharmaceutical grade purified water. Okay. Pharmaceutical grade purified water, which is then bottled in non-reactive glass bottles. You've known me for many years. You've never seen this in anything other than an amber heavy duty glass bottle. Unlike any other manufacturer, I don't know of another dietary supplement manufacturer in the world who washes their bottles. We've always washed our bottles. Upon receipt from the supplier, they're washed. So then they go into our filling line. Throughout the manufacturing process, before the filling line, we document particle size, which you were referencing just now, through transmission electron microscopy, microphotography. We are always throughout the manufacturing process, refining the particle size, ensuring that it is the particle size it's supposed to be, which is going to be in the sub nanometer range for the most part. 0.8 is our median particle size, 0.8 nanometers, 8 angstroms. And a silver concentration of 23 parts per million silver for the argentin, or 10 parts per million for the sovereign silver. So in context, that has nothing to do with particle size. Parts per million references how much silver by weight in solution. So in context, argentin 23 is 23 parts of silver per million parts of water. It's a hair above homeopathy.
Right.
Sovereign silver is even lower. It's 10 parts of silver per million parts of water.
Wow.
So in answer to your question, can you overdo it? If you drowned in it, that would be overdoing it. That's the only way you could actually injure yourself with anything we manufacture, because there's no bioaccumulation of our silver in the human body. More than 90% of each dose consumed, regardless of route of administration, is eliminated through glutathione-dependent phase two liver detoxification within the first 24 hours. So there's no bioaccumulation, and the remaining 10% will be excreted over the next 4 to 6, 8 hours, maybe.
Okay.
So it's solid colon and solid waste. That's the way out of the body. So no bioaccumulation. So again, no toxicity. You can't physically get toxic, Robbie, from something that isn't toxic, that doesn't bioaccumulate.
Well, I get what you're saying, but I'm just sort of clearing up any paranoia for those people that just tuned in just now, because they associate silver to a metal, and then there's all the kinds of stuff about heavy metals or metals and the effects with your neurological system slowing things down. And I wanted to dispel any at all fears or paranoia that.
So let's address that. Let's address that really properly for you and for your listeners. I think it's of critical importance, and I'm delighted you brought it back to the fore. So let's talk about this. Metals, for the most part, we've been told you don't want metal. Magnesium is a metal. Zinc is a metal. We're surrounded by good metals, gold, silver, platinum is what they use in cancer therapies. Gold has a long history in rheumatoid arthritis.
Right.
Copper is the most antifungal substance on the planet. There's nothing more antifungal. And it's also a great anti-inflammatory. So again, what are we being sold? We're being sold a fraudulent bill of goods by who? Those who profit from making the opposite. And why do they malign metals? Because they can't patent them.
Okay.
If they can't patent them, but they're eating into their market share of whatever it is that they're manufacturing, what are they going to do? Malign them, talk badly about them, steer you away from them back to their patent medicine model, right? We're back to the emergency medicine conundrum. So life ain't an emergency unless you had a car accident.
Well, that's why I love you and I love what your company is doing, because you're dispelling all the misnomers, putting it kindly, and more taking the high road and saying, whatever you've heard, let me tell you the real truth, and you back it with real science. Everything you do is evidence-based. And again, for all of you, Seth and I have known each other for years, but we know each other from medical conferences and so forth. So the people you're addressing are the practitioners out there, integrated, functional, allopathic, osteopathic, it doesn't really matter, naturopathic, you go
biological dentists.
Well, it all makes sense though. That's the point. But more importantly, you're a trusted name and you're a trusted brand, Seth, and people get behind you. And if, as a practitioner, my license is on the line, and when I bring your body of work into my practice and I pair it up with a protocol, then now there's more to it. It's my license. It's my practice. So we all work together. And that's why, you know, I think you're the greatest. So let's dive into applications a little bit now.
Let me just go back. I forgot to mention one important thing. And that was on the toxic metals. The toxic metals, and it's an irony, if you look, the most toxic of the metals I know of, barium is extraordinarily toxic. I believe it's sprayed into the atmosphere through chemtrails. Aluminum is infinitely more neurotoxic than even mercury, I've come to learn throughout our years in the field. Mercury, of course, and the funny thing is aluminum and mercury, color-wise, are very similar to silver, if not identical. Mm-hmm. So silver is a non-toxic heavy metal or a transitional metal in terms of where it fits on the table of elements, the periodic table.
Perfect.
So that's, again, to dispel the argument or the concern that, no, it's a toxic heavy metal. Silver is a non-toxic heavy metal, or actually more appropriately called a transitional metal, because it's right there on the border. And again, silver has every role in human physiology, like we've been talking about. Aluminum has no role in human physiology. Mercury, no role in human physiology, unless you go to an allopathic dentist who's still putting mercury fillings in your mouth.
Right. That are mixed mercury and silver. Yeah, there's a whole movement moving away against, from that stuff now.
Against, absolutely. You don't want toxic heavy metals. And then there's chelation therapy, which is how you remove toxic heavy metals. No, they would not be targeting the silver. Chelation is about removing the toxic heavy metal burdens that people have because they cook at home with aluminum, because they got jabs, because they got flu shots, because they got whatever they got full of aluminum, plus the aerosolized aluminums and chemtrails that are have been spread around the country for many, 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 many years. Right. Microwave ovens. Now we get into EMFs and all the lethality of those. I own my own house. I have never had a microwave in my house. I would recommend that anyone with a microwave recycle it this week, unless you did it last week, for which I would congratulate you.
All right, so let's segue now into applications. So prior to me even meeting you physically, we both share a mutual friend, Dr. Mitch Genn, and he's my personal physician and also my rabbi. And in his practice, he's such a big fan of IV. I think he's the world's authority on intravenous applications. And the first thing I saw in his own chem lab or his mixing lab, where he does his formulations, is, you know, I never saw bigger bottles of Argentin 23 anywhere than what he has on the premises. And it's his, clearly his go-to for cancer, for Lyme disease, for anything sort of the recorrect or to correct the imbalances in the microbe or the microbiome. I've never done it IV, but I nebulize it. I use the gel. I use the nasal spray. I drink it. This is daily. I'm talking about, I have four go-tos that I do every day, Seth. And you actually got me deeper into it than after I met you, because I saw your science behind it. We often share booths close to one another, so I kind of hang out and I listen to you. Plus, I also see all the practitioners that have been following you for many, many years, again, putting their licenses on the line. And the only reason why they're doing is because it's evidence-based. They use it in their protocols and it really works. That's the point. So I know I probably missed some applications. So tell me, and you mentioned earlier about the oral or dental applications. So can we talk about that a little bit? Why you chose the different applications, what they're used for, how easy they are to attain, and why we should be using it every day? I mean, we kind of got a hint of it already, but I think prophylactically it has a place, but certainly if you have a specific purpose. And then I'll get into some of the anecdotal things that I've done that silver has just rocked my world. So please talk about
applications. As a manufacturer, we're not allowed to recommend anything other than oral ingestion for our dietary supplement.
Right. Okay.
We make a vertical spray, which you just referenced.
Yes.
Vertical spray. We're not allowed to say anything about it other than oral ingestion.
Right.
But it's a vertical spray. So it looks like a vertical spray. It acts like one. It's a vertical spray. Silver is going to act as the ultimate, I would say reinforcement to your immune system. People need to understand we all have an innate immune system. We all have an adaptive immune system, right? So we have a massive immune system construct that protects us from almost everything. We live in a society that is trying to ensure people don't believe you have an immune system. Okay. That's why the big vaccination push for everything.
Right.
And I don't drink the Kool-Aid. I've never had a flu shot in my life, nor will I ever.
Okay.
I don't want to get the flu. The best way to not get the flu is don't let them inject you with it.
Right.
The easiest way to contract the flu, conversely, is to let them inject you with it.
Right.
And ever since the whole COVID thing, and then we live in a very vaccine happy society, they introduce vaccines. Let me be clear about that. Vaccines from four companies.
Yeah.
That aren't vaccines.
Right.
But hey, everyone's going to believe what they're going to believe. Everyone's on their own life journey.
Right.
I'm not submitting myself or my family to any of these shots. We have, again, two immune systems, the adaptive immune system, the innate immune system. We have silver. We have sunlight. We have zinc. I have ivermectin at home. So there are certain things that are just extraordinarily effective.
Yeah.
And I know this variety of things I've just mentioned, hydrochloroquine, are amazing individually. You start to use them in tandem with everything, there's nothing that you're going to be susceptible to. You're pretty much impervious to things. So don't buy into the fear. Live your best life. Stay close to God and your spirituality belief system. Stay clean, have good intentions, right?
Yes.
Hygiene's everything. Right. Your intentions drive your days. Have a lot of love.
Right.
Make a lot of love. Share a lot of love. Let your life be guided and driven by love. And then everything else comes to you. You'll get all the messaging you need. You'll get the food and sustenance you need. You'll get the information you need. Go, you know, be very careful about your sources of information. Vet your sources. Who's telling you what? Do your own deep dives into literature. We can talk to you about infrared saunas and infrared technology and full spectrum infrared, and we can talk to you about silver, but do your own research. I assure you, at the end of the day, all roads lead to Therasage and Robbie and Melody and Argentin 23 and Sovereign Silver. But again, don't take it from me. Do a deep dive into your own research. What you'll learn will fascinate you from now through the rest of your life and for generations among your families.
Perfect. So let's circle back, Seth, for a few minutes for the people that are just kind of tuning in now about the various different applications. And even though we can't necessarily recommend them as treatments per se, there might be some indication that you can give us. And then I can just talk freely about how I've used many of your applications. But so we know that you have it in the liquid format, and we know that you have it in a gel format.
Right.
So that's the two major formats, right? And then the different delivery systems, you have just out of the bottle, so you can pour off as much as you want to dose with. And then
it's usually teaspoon or tablespoon dosing.
Right. And then you have the gel, which is more like a skin application or an external application.
Topical, right.
Topical. And then you've got the spray, which, so for me, I have, I'm just going to dive into my own personal experience. I had a pre-periodontal challenge in my mouth. Mm-hmm. So I brush my teeth, I go to the dentist, and it says, oh, you know, they poke around, they go, we've got a number 5, another 7, there's talking about the pockets, yeah. And then, but for me, you know, aside from just general oral health, you know, I was a little concerned that when I brush my teeth, sometimes I'd start to bleed a little bit. So I changed my protocol, added using the silver in my application. So essentially, I brush my teeth, I spray with a nasal spray application, I spray into my mouth.
Okay.
And then because your mouth is filled with different bacteria, some are beneficial and some are non-beneficial, you're basically scraping their biofilms, exposing them. And so if you want to do something to sort of lower the threshold or the population or maintain continuity in your biome, you spray the silver in, it knocks out the non-beneficial bacterias. And if they start to run to different channels, so if they see you coming in the mouth, because some of them are smart, they run up to your nose or they run to your ears, any of the sinuses or the areas where they can run to. So what I do is I spray my mouth, I spray my nose, and I spray my ears.
Of course.
Any direction they're going, I'm going to get them.
That's beautiful and brilliant what you just said. Go ahead.
Yeah. And that's my process. And within, I'd say 3.5 to 4 weeks, there was no more bleeding. It wasn't like I was bleeding profusely, but it would just show up a little pink in my saliva. Yeah. And then when I went for my next dental check, the hygienist said, are you seeing another dentist? Because I'm noticing that some of the testings and the pockets that we were testing, they're closing up. Your gums were receding are now starting to grow back. So I said, that's really interesting. And I said, yeah, I just, you know, followed your directions. I have a friend, buddy, his family is all about colloidal silver, sovereign silver, Argentin. You may want to think about it. And of course, it fell on sort of deaf ears because, you know, if a dentist cures you from that challenge, then they potentially can lose a patient, right? So rather than being known as a dentist or a doctor that actually fixes people and cures people, for some reason it praise or plays into the mentality that, you know, they're going to lose that life. And if they lose that life, they lose their business or something. So, you know what, Seth, if you and I have any legacy that we want to have on our tombstones, it's that we actually did something for humanity, something Amen. To raise consciousness, something to raise awareness of the inexpensive ways that we can all heal and maintain the integrity of our health and longevity of our lives and our families, right?
Absolutely. 100%. Yeah. So with the only thing you didn't mention in your dental care was flossing.
Right. Okay.
Floss. My dentist told me something very, very instrumental years ago. He's a biological dentist here in Sarasota. He said, not flossing, you might as well not brush your teeth.
Okay.
Floss. Interesting. Especially you and me. We have a similar kind of dental setup. Right. Our teeth are close together. Floss your teeth daily.
Okay.
Flossing will eliminate the pockets as well. Yes, proper dental care, a fluoride-free toothpaste. I haven't used fluoride in many, many, many years. My daughter is 9. She's never had a fluoride treatment. She's never had fluoride toothpaste, at least not at home with us. Okay. I don't know what has happened if she's had a sleepover, unless she had her own toothpaste, which I would always insure. But right. She's with me half the time and her mom half the time. So
right.
The silver is certainly going to regenerate damaged cellular tissue. So when you talk about receding gum lines, that would be another role that silver would have in oral health, in your oral biome. And silver, again, is going to be selective about what it annihilates and what it lets be.
Wow, so that's just that blows me away. Seth.
That's
that
a
really
fascinating
does.
Thing. And the fact that we can't explain it after all these thousands of years is even more fascinating. But hey, if it's not broken, don't fix it.
Hey, listen, they can't explain why water holds energy property. And I mean, if they can't explain water, you expect them to explain silver.
Right.
So let's go into another application. So I found through the COVID thing, I got a little more concerned about how do I ensure that my breathing pathways, the integrity of my breathing pathways are going to be good and kept intact. I'm kind of looking right now for my, I bought, here it is. And I keep it right on my desk. I just grabbed one of these nebulizers and I threw, I think this was post me talking to you because you showed me one that you were, directing people to. And I just put the silver right in here. And then within a second, it'll come out there. In the beginning, when you're not used to it, it'll make you cough a little bit, but that just lasts for maybe the first second time. But then
The way you get past that, Robbie, is understand what you're breathing is a very highly concentrated. It's a water laden molecule that you're now breathing, right?
Right.
So think about it. It's got water and silver in it.
Yeah.
It's going to result in a much more dense air that you're breathing through that machine because again, it's laden with water and metal, right?
Sure.
Again, a hair above homeopathy in terms of the concentration, but still, it's much heavier than the air we're used to breathing. So if you take just gentle breaths, a gentle circular.
Right.
Like a breathing exercise.
Yeah.
By doing it like that, you will not force yourself into a coughing fit.
Yeah.
So very, very important takeaway. Yes, this will deliver the silver to the lungs. If you breathe it through the nose, some of the silver will cross the blood-brain barrier.
Wow.
Which is particularly interesting in patients who have any kind of cognitive dysfunction. Brain fog. And remember, key receptor sites for silver are embedded in neural myelin tissue. They can look up the Gallias paper online. Gallias is the author. 1982, University Medical School of Pécs, Hungary, PECS, Hungary, that references the silver in the human body and the silver receptor sites embedded in neural myelin tissue. So again, getting some of the silver across the blood-brain barrier is going to have extraordinary benefits, especially for those with cognitive dysfunction. Memory issues, you're going to start to see, oh my God, they come back to life. They have more to add to the conversation. So mental well-being, mental acuity. We're also going to be introducing next year a gold bioactive gold hydrosol. I'm anticipating at the end of this year or earlier than the end of this year, we will finally release, after many, many years of R&D, bioactive copper hydrosol.
Wow, nice.
So on the table, on deck, is the bioactive copper hydrosol, and that will be followed next year by bioactive gold hydrosol.
Wow, beautiful. Awesome.
Those will both be under the sovereign name until we introduce the professional formulation following the introduction of the consumer.
Wow, beautiful. Okay,
so applications. Let's go back to applications. You know, I'm sitting at my desk, Robbie. Watch this.
Yep.
And I'm wearing contact lenses. So can be used safely in the eyes if you need to. Okay. Pink eyes, any infection, anything, styes, this would get rid of it rather quickly. It could be a day or so applications. You can use in the absence of the gel. If you didn't have the gel, you could use it topically.
Beautiful.
You can use it in the scalp for dandruff. You can use it anywhere, and we're not allowed to make disease claims, so I'm just talking about overall health. Let's just get that
clear. Yeah, well, let me tell you one of mine. Okay, so I have athlete's foot that comes in on one of my small little toes, only on one foot. I've had it for 20 years. I've done everything to try to get rid of it. I get your gel. I've used like tenactin and some of the over-the-counter things and all that. And it would go away, and I'm not showering in a public place like, you know, the LA Fitness or anything like that. So it's not like I'm contracting it from, Yeah. Well, my wife told me I couldn't shower at home anymore. So I have to find another place to shower. So what I'm saying is that basically I shower in my shower. So it's not like I'm contracting the fungus from somewhere else, but yet I couldn't really get rid of it. It would just keep coming back only in that one area. Then I said, duh, let's try the Argentin gel there and the spray as an alternative when I won't have it. But by the way, the sizes that you sell, the little travel ones, are so perfect that I can get the gel, the spray, the nasal spray. I can get them all in my DOP kit. And then I bring the big jar with me in the RV so that we're ingesting it and we're doing it that way. But as soon as I applied it on the gel, two treatments, I'm talking less than a week, it's gone. That was years ago, never to be back again. So thank you, Seth, and thank you, Argentin. The other thing that I'm doing, we make a breathing device that we call TheraAir. And I put 4 or 5 drops of Argentin in the water bubbler that feeds the tube that makes me think about all those people out there with CPAP machines, that if they just put a drop or two in the reservoir of the water that hydrates, that it's going to kill all that bacteria that they're breathing in, which is like horrible, you know?
Absolutely. Yes. You can purify water. You can purify water with this. There's a long history of purifying well water with silver coins.
Okay.
So think about using our technology now. You're not talking about an inert silver ingot or
it's refined. It's
constantly kicking off unbound silver ions. So back to your living water, programmable water. Water is programmable. Water is a fascinating substance, right? H2O that you can do so much with. And of course, everything we do involves copious amounts of H2O. You can use this for your whole family. It's safe for everyone. I raised my daughter on Sovereign Silver and Argentin 23. She's 9 years old now. She's never had a vaccine, Robbie, ever. She's never had a vaccine.
Amazing.
She's in gifted 3rd grade. She was gifted 2nd grade. She's about to go into gifted 4th grade with honors, and she wants to be a physician. Go figure.
Well, she'll get smart somewhere down the road. Okay, so, all right, so we got nebulizing, IV, drinking it, gel, sprays, oral applications. Have we left any of them out?
Female health.
Okay. So basically, it'll treat any open orifice in a sense because you that's can
put this anywhere
point.
You put water. You can put it anywhere you put water.
Okay.
I took my mom to a friend of mine who's a gynecologist. My mom is 79. She had chronic issues, you know, urinary issues. I have come to find out her entire adult life.
Okay.
My doctor friend gave her 2 Foley catheters of 60 mLs each. It annihilated everything immediately.
Beautiful.
So this was, again, I can't get into the specifics of it. I can just tell you that that's what we did. And that was the anecdotal outcome we had, which was a fascinating outcome. in an advanced age woman, my mother, wife of our co-founder.
Right.
And 15 minutes held, 2 ounces, repeated, 2 ounces held, 15 minutes, and a completely clean UA, urinalysis, 2 days later.
Right.
Nothing infectious present.
Wow. Really great stuff.
So can be used rectally, whatever the rectal complaint might be.
Right.
You can use it rectally, 3 to 5 okay. ounces rectally, 2 ounces or so for female health. The idea is getting it to stay in place. So find yourself a complementary integrative OBGYN.
Right.
Find yourself a complementary integrative proctologist.
Right.
Find yourself a complementary integrative doctor of any kind for all of your care. You really want to avoid the emergency medicine route. Everything right. is not an emergency unless you're talking about an emergency.
Many of our patients do coffee enemas.
I love coffee enemas. They're fascinating.
So can we add a little bit of the silver to the water that we're using, with the organic coffee when we're doing the enema, and then sort of have a stack or some kind of a synergistic effect of having the silver present as well?
I would only guess that it would have certainly a beneficial, but I don't know about mixing with coffee.
Okay.
As opposed to doing it by itself or with distilled water.
Okay. All righty. Perfect. Wow, covered a lot today. I'm wondering if we left anything out. So we now know about the silver. We understand why we need it. We understand what it does. We understand the applications.
And let's talk about the topical. Let's just revisit the topical. So
okay.
The topical, in a nutshell, the 30-second elevator pitch. The topical applications would be for scrapes, cuts, burns, abrasions, acne, cystic acne, sunburn, eczema, psoriasis, leprosy, molluscum contagiosum,
okay,
poison oak, poison ivy.
So
insect bites. I was with friends of mine over the weekend. Mosquito bites on the girls. They use the gel. This is a little girl from New Jersey who'd never used the gel. Oh my God, she said 5 minutes later, no more sting. Look, the welts are disappearing.
Wow.
So
fantastic.
There's all kinds of topical applications of anything you can think of. Anything at all. You burn yourself in the kitchen. You cut yourself. I hope you don't. But if you do, this is just a phenomenal treatment modality.
Right.
Treatment option. You know, you can cut, load it with the silver and wrap it firmly, not overly tightly. You don't want to make yourself uncomfortable, but just wrap it firmly. And make sure there's a lot of silver in place and tape it in place.
Right.
It immediately goes to work, down-regulating inflammation, which takes away the pain, repairing the damaged tissue, i.e. the sliced skin. It's immediately repairing it. You might take it off a few hours later and be like, oh my God, it's already scarring. There's so much to this, and it would take forever. Storage. Don't keep it in the same room as a microwave oven.
Okay.
Do not refrigerate anything we make, please.
Okay.
Ideally, it's kept at ambient temperature, room temperature,
right.
not boiling in your car in the Florida sun at right. 120 degrees, not frozen. Don't
right.
freeze this. Don't freeze any of our products and think you're going to thaw them out and they're going to come back to the perfection they were. That's not going to be the case.
Understood.
So ambient controlled, they have everything we manufacture has a 3-year stamped expiration date on it.
Okay.
So this is very much part of a survival kit.
Well, that's important to know because people always watch expirations and most
yep.
of the, you know, the synthetics maybe have 6 months, if that,
uh-huh.
maybe a year, but to have it for 3 years, that's super important in terms of shelf life and so forth, you know?
Right.
Yeah. Good to know. All right. So if you need to get to Seth Quinto, you can get him at sovereignsilver.com, SOVEREIGNSILVER.com. Or Argentin, spelled ARGENTYN23.com, or call him directly at 888-328-8840. His extension is 130. This is a guy, a man on the know. This is his family business. He's born and bred. He's the smartest guy on the planet on this topic, and he speaks the truth. You really need to have Argentin 23 or one of their products on you. I mean, you know, I travels in my dob kit. If you've got young families, it's an essential because the kids are always getting bruises and scrapes and bites and all that kind of stuff. And I grew up in a household, I'm a little older than you, but we were bathing in Neosporin. I mean, my mother bought it by the gallon and we took baths in that stuff. And I just cringe to think the things that we did back then.
But today, I was also raised on Neosporin.
This is a different world we're living in today. And yes, knowing that there's a clean alternative with a socially conscious business, a run business by a great family, is good to know. Seth, before we sign off today, is there any parting remarks that you want to leave to the audience that you feel that you need to tell us at this point?
We know we're all humanity. We're all a global family. We love humanity. We love our role here and in the cosmos. I think we all have so much to bring. Dark to light is what's incoming. We're all very much part of this. We are living in revolutionary times. It's fascinating to be a part of. The media that I listen to constantly references dark to light, trust in God, trust in the Lord, and go in love. You know, love, peace, increase your vibration, treat humanity like our own extended family. And we are all family. We're all related. And I want you here tomorrow. I want you here next year. It's incumbent upon all of us to take responsibility for our role in it all. And I've said, you know, since before I was a father, you want to make the world a better place? Make better kids. Robbie, I love you and Melody. I can't wait to see you. I can't wait to meet your boy. I'll see you at the Ozone Conference in Miami in November.
That's right. Sooner. Can't wait. I hope before, but yes, definitely then. For sure. And thanks so much for your time today, Seth. I think the stuff that you're doing is amazing.
Thank you, brother.
The idea that you're getting into metals outside of silver, they're all important in the family, the ones that are used medicinally and used in good conscience. And you're a man of intention and a man of integrity, and love having you as one of my core guys. I'm glad I only have two hips because there's only room for one other person. That's my wife on the other side. So, Seth, have an enjoyable day, wonderful week, and thank you so much for your time today.
God bless you, Robbie. Thank you, brother. Love to you.
All right. Take care.
Bye.
Hey, everybody. It's Robbie Bessner. Thanks so much for joining us today. Please share this content with anyone that you think might benefit from it, and we're looking forward to having you with us tomorrow for another great interview.